Audio file lesson 5. The rainbow, a covenant. Message: when God makes a promise, we can trust that He will keep it. Bible text: Genesis chapter 6 verse 22, Genesis chapter 7 verse 8, and Genesis chapter 9 verse 8 to 17. Now the story: the rainbow, a covenant. Noah built the ark as God instructed him. When the ark was finally finished, God said to Noah, "Come into the ark. You and your family are godly when others around you are not." God told Noah to take pairs of each animal to keep the species alive on the face of all the earth. Once again, Noah did what God commanded him. After all the animals entered the ark, Noah and his family also entered the ark. God himself closed the door behind them. After 7 days, it began to rain. The water level rose higher and higher. The ark was lifted from the ground and began to float. Everything else was flooded. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Not even the mountaintop were visible anymore. Everything living on earth was destroyed except for Noah, his family, and the animals in the ark. After 150 days, God sent a strong wind and the rain stopped. Slowly, the water level began to fall and the ark was stranded on the mountains of Ararat. After 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark and sent out a raven. It circled in the air but could not find anywhere to land. Later, Noah sent out a dove, but it soon returned. It too could not find a place to rest. After another 7 days, Noah sent the dove out again. It returned, but this time had an olive leaf in its beak. That meant that the tips of the trees were sticking out of the water, and the water had gone down. 7 days later, Noah sent a dove out again. This time, it did not return. Noah removed the roof of the ark and saw that the ground was dry. God told Noah, "Go out of the ark with your family and bring all the living creatures with you." God made a covenant with Noah that he would never again destroy everything living on earth. As long as the earth existed, seed time and harvest time, frost and heat, summer and winter, day and night would continue. God placed the rainbow in the sky as a sign of his promise. This is the end of our story. Now, suggestions for the teacher. Leading: show the picture to their children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what he or she may feel. Let the children play the story how Noah sent out the raven and the dove in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise or fancy dress and additional materials like an olive leaf. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. How does Noah realize when the water had gone down? Suggested responses. He sends a dove out. What does Noah do after the flood? He builds an altar and brings an offering to God. What does God promise after the flood? He made two promises. One, God will never send another flood to destroy mankind. Two, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will not stop. What is the sign of his promise? The rainbow. Have the children repeat. Noah and his family believed God and he saved them. God's covenant with Noah is like a promise given to all human beings. Real life application. Explain the following to the children. What did God promise us? Now answer. Jesus will take us to be with him in his kingdom. Noah built an altar to thank God. How can we bring thanks to God? Repeat the message. When God makes a promise, we can trust that He would keep it. We wish you so much fun and joy and God's blessings in this lesson.